To identify themselves this morning and let the Lord know that you are on this call. We call it the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, where we come each and every morning to rejoice in the Lord and get on a little earlier to go ahead and have a praise and worship. I'm going to move out the way and move forward and open this call up in prayer. Father God, we thank you this morning. We just thank you for just being here, Father. We thank you that there are things we don't even know are going to happen that are going to happen that you're going to guard us from, Father. We thank you that you are the great I Am, Father, the beginning and the ending, that you already know that the end of the book is not a mystery. And if we just go ahead and read it, it won't be a mystery to us, Father. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth this morning. We thank you and we ask you to bless that person that's going to send the message, Father, and that you anoint them with exactly what you want us to hear. We thank you for Artists International, Father. We just send out a rhema of blessings that we will be able to use these products or have folks use these products that will benefit them, Father. We appreciate each and everything that you've done, Father, each and every listener that's on the line, those that will come forth later on, Father. We ask you that you touch them, Father, that whatever it is that they stand in need of, that you let them know, babe, I am right here. I am the beginning and the end. Father God, we appreciate our brother Jesus, that he sacrificed himself for us, and we are going to stand knowing that we are your children, and we are so thankful. Amen, amen, and amen. Family, I appreciate the time that you have bestowed upon me, and I appreciate each and every one of you, and I encourage you to use this time to pass this on to someone else so that they can also be thankful on this Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Toast, it's all yours.
Thank you, my sister and my friend, Minister Benita, and thank you for seating the people of God this morning and for opening us up in prayer. Oh, Dr. PK, thank you so much for singing those songs of old. Oh, Lord, praise them and blessed assurance, because Jesus is certainly ours. So thank you for bringing us all together in worship this morning. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you on this thankful Thursday and on our third day of our fast. Well, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. P.K. Roberts Captain, we so appreciate you starting your day off with us. Now, we will be celebrating 9 years as the Master's Call on October 25th of this year. Glory be to God, because we were founded in 2010. And we have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and the mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And what would each year be without a theme that God downloads in the heart of Dr. Vanessa? And our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and collectively will clearly be seen. And my God, do we need such a theme for this year. Glory be to God. We have a website, and all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And so to access that, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you can pull up all the messages that have been delivered here on the Master's Call from the very beginning of our call. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we are not a secret club. We don't need to, there's no initiation. There is no gathering or saying or voting as to whether or not you should be a part of this team. All you have to do is have a heart to serve. So if that is you, if you would like to serve as a greeter, if God has put that on your heart, as Minister Benita so beautifully did for us this morning, and she just does it with such joy, or if you want to be a host, as I'm doing, or maybe God has blessed you with the ability to sing, and you would like to lead us in worship. Or perhaps God has put a word on your heart that you want to share with us, and he's been just tugging at your heart saying, you know, you need to be a part of that team. Well, you can do so by letting our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa know by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and they will be in contact with you. Also, if you have a prayer request or if you have a praise report that you'd like to share with us, you can also go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and share your prayer request or your praise report with us. And please know that we are always praying for you. Now, this company, which was founded as Artists International over 29 years ago, was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and it is now called Artist Life. And Artist Life features an array of products, great products, to make the world healthier. To find out more about these products, you can, or about the opportunity, you can go to the person who told you all about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to tell you, because I am a living witness that an appointment with artists will definitely change your life forever. Now, the new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call by a team of leaders that will give you more information about the artist products. And today is Thursday, and manager Claudette will be the host of that call. To get on that call, you can go to 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday at the New Morning Motivational Call. There is also a bypass number we have just in case you can't access this call without having to pay. Well, that bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. And you're going to want to follow the prompts. Again, it's 716-293-9707. And follow the prompts. Well, so much for our announcements. I would love to just take this time to introduce our speaker to you. And she is none other than our sister, our friend, Minister Kai Brown. And Minister Kai has been delivering a series for the past few weeks, and we've been encouraging her to put that series in a book form, or to also make it a set so that we can just access the entire message. And Minister Kai was born in New York City and is currently living in Norcross, Georgia. She received her BS in electrical engineering. She was called into ministry as a lay minister in 2000, and she has also received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. And we are just so excited because Minister Kai has completed the work needed for her to become ordained. So she will be ordained by our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at the ordination celebration, I'm going to call it, on October 25th of this year. So we are just so excited about that. And Minister Kai also has published a book, and the name of that book is When God Births a Ministry. But the most important thing that Minister Kai is, as she says, that is a blessed by is, and most impressive accomplishment, is that she is godly proud of her son, Christopher. And I call her son Christopher, our son Christopher. And he is now teaching and is also coaching. So we are just so excited about the young man that she has nurtured him to be, the fine young man that she has nurtured him to be. Minister Kai is also an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. So without further delay, I will now present to some and introduce to others our friend, our sister, our voice message, and voice strong voice message for this morning, a voice piece for this morning, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I must thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes is why we can be here this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we give all praise and all glory and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we know without him, where would we be? So I am going to jump right into the word this morning. I am trying to make sure that I am hearing God clearly, because I went to bed with one plan and I woke up with another. So we are just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way with today's message, because this was not expected. Minister Willa brought up writing a second book, and it's funny how God does things, because on Tuesday we had our call, and, you know, the team was like, oh, yeah, this will be a book, this will be a book. I was like, yeah, okay, I ain't heard that. Lord, you know, you're going to have to tell me. So last night I was having a conversation with my son, and he goes, so, Mom, when are you writing the next book? He was like, no, let me change that. So, Mom, have you started writing the next book? I was like, no. He was like, why? And I was like, excuse me? And it just, you know, I had been praying and asking God, are you serious? Or, you know, this book thing has come up. I hadn't planned on writing one book, let alone two. Now my leadership and my team is like, oh, this would be, and I'm like, no. I said, and then you send my son to mention book. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, I hear you. So today's message is stay on purpose. Today's message is stay on purpose. So if we look at Ephesians 1 and 11, it says also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. So I had to stop and really just think about this. Lord, am I on purpose? Am I staying on purpose? Am I doing that which you have called me to do? And then I had to stop and say, okay, Lord, what is purpose? What does that mean? What am I supposed to be getting from this? And so purpose, as defined by dictionary.com, is the reason for which one is created. I mean, the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. Having on the intentions of an object. So I had to stop and say, okay, Lord, am I staying on purpose? Am I focused on what you've given me to focus on? Am I doing what you've called me to do? And the answer was no, because after I wrote the first book, he told me there would be a second one, but I didn't decide that that was what I wanted to do. So I had to stop and take a step back and say, okay, Lord, how do I stay on purpose? How do I intentionally stay on purpose, stay on that which you have given me to do, what you have called me to do, what you have ordained me to do, Lord, because, you know, I want to walk in his perfect will. I don't want to be in his permissive will. I want to be in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for my life. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. See, God has purposed for us to do certain things. God has purposed for where he desires our life. But are we staying on purpose? Are we just going to and fro doing what we desire to do? I know the word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But if we're honest with ourselves, the desires of our heart change as we focus on the Lord. I know mine have. So are we really taking the time to stay on purpose? Are we really focusing on what God has called us to do? Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. See, we want all the things working together for the good. But are we called according to his purpose? Do we stay on purpose? God allows us to make plans. He allows us to, you know, do things that we desire to do. Proverbs 16 and 9 tells us the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. See, God establishes our purpose. And if we ask him and we seek him, he will tell us exactly what that is. Stay on purpose. See, because as long as we are walking in the purpose of God and walking according to his Jeremiah 29:11 plan, we have his desired outcome. And he wants better and more for us than we can even possibly imagine. He loves us so much that he counted every hair on each of our heads. That's not by accident. That's not a mistake. God has a purpose for our lives. And we have to make a choice. We have to choose to stay on purpose. So we have to look closely. We've got to do that self-inventory that is required. We have to take the time to say, am I doing what God has called me to do, or am I doing what Kai desires to do? See, because if I'm doing my desire, then I'm not writing another book. I'm not outlining. I'm not waiting for chapter titles, I'm not writing an introduction, I'm not doing any of it. But because I choose to stay on purpose, the outline is done. The chapter titles are in the table of contents already. So we have a choice to make. We have to choose to stay on purpose. Proverbs 19 and 21, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. See, God is not unclear when it comes to purpose, that he has a purpose for us. We were created to be in relationship and worship him. Are we staying on purpose? Do we spend that private time worshiping, praising and worshiping him? Stepping into the holies of holies, being elevated into that next thing that he's called us to. John 15 and 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask in the Father's, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. See, if we are on purpose, then we're bearing fruit, and that fruit abides. And whatever we ask God in Jesus' name, he may give it to us. I don't know about you, but I want that abiding fruit. I desire to bear fruit and show the world who God is. See, because the fruit I can't bear on my own without my connection to the vine, to the source. So it's time that we make a decision to stay on purpose. Again, I don't know about you, but I desire God's purpose for my life. So, again, Ephesians 1 and 11, in him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purposes of him who work all things according to the counsel of his will. And the more time I spent in Ephesians 1 and 11, the more time I spent mulling over that scripture last night when he gave it to me at about midnight, the more I realized that being on purpose is a part of our inheritance. But we've got to choose. We serve a God who has given us free will. So it's up to us to choose to stay on purpose. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I'm all about the addition and the all these things. Let us be clear. I want the all these things. But if I don't stay on purpose, then how do I have them? How do I get to the all these things without being on purpose? And part of our purpose is to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness. That's part of the purpose. Never in a million years did I expect an ordination for anything, let alone an ordination into ministry and then an ordination into the prophetic. That was not my purpose. But as God began to reveal that which he desired for my life, I had to make a choice. And for a long time, let's be clear, I ran from purpose. See, because purpose, you got to pay a price for purpose. Being on purpose is not free. Staying on purpose costs you something. And you have to make a decision to stay on purpose. Now, I'm going to be real clear. I don't know where this is going or how long it's going to take. But I know that my desire is to delight myself in the Lord so that he will give me the desires of my heart. And part of that is staying on purpose. So each of us have to spend some time and, one, know what that purpose is. Okay, so I am out of time, and I will continue the next time I come before you with the message, stay on purpose. Minister Willa, back to you.
Well, thank you, Minister Kai. I'm telling you all, I see another series coming, and stay on purpose, you know that you are truly ministering to me this morning. And I will call you back to give us the benediction after we go and to the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Father God, we just thank you so much, Lord, for this day that you have made. Thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, that we got up this morning with full activities of our limbs, and it's through you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, before we ask you for anything, we ask that you forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness and help us to be like you more and more each day. Father, we thank you so much for Minister Kai, Lord, for how you used her at the midnight hour. And, Father, how she was obedient and did not go the way she wanted to go or had planned the message she had planned, oh God, but she was obedient to the Holy Spirit. And, Father, now we see what you are birthing in her. Oh, God, just continue to bless her. Continue to order Minister Kai's footsteps. Continue to be that lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Continue to give her guidance, God, and just download your wisdom. And, Father, we just ask for favor for all areas in her life. Father, we thank you so much for you are God who heals. And you said that we can cast everything on you. So right now we lift up, oh God, Eleanor Blackwell and Bart and Duncan and Linda, oh God, and Mr. Harrington and Leslie, oh God, and Sharon's husband, Lord, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, as you continue to heal her body, Lord. Father, we continue to lift up Freddie Terrell and my granddaughter, Taryn, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being with Mother Josie and Mother Oliver, oh Lord. Father, and for any other names who are challenged in their bodies, oh God, we ask that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we lift up, Father, we lift up all our bereaved family members, oh God. Father, that you give a special touch in the name of Jesus, that you give special comforting in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you guide us through this complete fast. And Father, that we hear from you during our fast and that we be diligent, oh God, to turn it away from the plate, oh God, and turn into the food, the spiritual food that you have in store for us. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. We thank you for each and every team. Father, we thank you so much for all that you have done and for what you've yet to do. Now, God, we ask for a blanket of protection as we go out this day, and we go out in the blanket of praise, and we give you all that praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you are really going to want to go back and hear the playback from this message. And the playback is, and I'm still in a prayer mode, but I know I only had 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Oh, God. The playback for this self message is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957677#. And remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is immediately following this call with Manager Claudette, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617#. Again, thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting everyone this morning and opening us up in prayer. Thank you, Dr. PK, for ushering us in with our worship this morning. And again, thank you, our family, for joining us. And once again, Minister Kai, thank you for that powerful message that you delivered. And as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you just got to know that I do love me some you. And back to you, Minister Kai, for our benediction.
Thank you so much, Minister Willa. You just host with such joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our desire is to walk in your purpose, to walk in your perfect will for our lives and nothing more. Lord, we desire your will because we know that you have worked it out for our good and your glory. Lord, we thank you just because you are God, and we understand that you have allowed us to be in this place, in this time, in this season, for such a time as this. So, Lord, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we just want to glorify your name because you are God all by yourself. We want to make sure that we line up with what you're calling us to do, that we stay on purpose, Father, because we know that we know that we know that you love us more than we love ourselves. So we seal it in the matchless name of our big brother, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.